We have in Divach Sedra, the parsha from the Korbonos Hanesiim, a truly amazing parsha, this chelik of Parshas Nosai, which happens to be the longest perek in Kol HaTorah Kula, 89 psukim. The hakrova that the Nesiim brought, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and the Torah goes over and over each one of the Nesiim that were makriv on their day. The Torah is mayrich and specifies the whole korban, the karas kesef with its weight, the mizrok with the mincha inside, the kafachas asor azov with ketores, the korbonos, and the shlomim, elim, atudim, kvosim, with the whole arichas again and again and again, and the rishonim are oimed on this. The Ramban says, like we'll mention, that the inyan was to be mechabed each nosi who brought the korban, who brought this korban, mina divas libom, to be mefarit each one individually. But we want to take out a few nekudas that we can learn up from this parsha, from this special parsha. Number one is that this parsha is really the end of a long story. It's really the climax of something that happened earlier in history by the Nedovas HaMishkon, when we go back to Parshas Truma Vayakel, by the Nidvas HaMishkon in Parshas Vayakel. So we find the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael brought all the Nedovah for the Mishkon, HaNesiim Heviu Es Avnei Ashoyim Ves Avnei Meluim La'efod V'Lachoshen, and Rashi brings down in Vayakel the Medrash, Omer Reb Noson Maro'u Nesiim Lehisnadev B'Chanukas HaMezbeach B'Tchilo U'B'Meleches HaMishkon Lo Hisnadvu B'Tchilo. In the Mishkon they were last, and yet in our Parsha, by the Chanukas HaMezbeach, they were first. Rashi brings down the famous Medrash that by the Mishkan, the Nesiim said, let Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur, let them bring the Nedova, and whatever's missing will be Mashlim. And Klal Yisrael brought everything, all the gold and silver, Nechoshes, the material that was necessary, the Melocha HaYisodayim, and the Nesiim wanted Stair. What was left for them to bring? Only the Avnei Shoim, the Avnei Miluim. And Machmas this, even though seemingly they had a good cheshbon, but Chazal say name that it was Neveh Me'atzlus, and the word V'Hanesiim over there is Chosar Yud. They lost a Yud in their shame. It's a whole pagam in their shame HaKosu B'Toira because of this Atzlus. Because of that, Rashi there says they, when the Binyan HaMishkon took place in our parsha, they were Mesnadev Tchilo. They were Mesnadev Tchilo Bezrizos for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. What do we see from here, Rabbi Yisai? The Nesiim in this week's Sedra was zoiche to an unbelievable kavod. Their korbonos won is kabel. This was a hoiro ashor. B'derech klal, you can't bring these type of korbonos b'nedova, not ketoris, not achatos. And they brought it b'toris nedova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav Moshe Rabbeinu to be mekabel them. And they were zoiche to be mechanech with their korbonos, the whole Mishkon. They were zoiche to a kavod she'ein kedugmosai, that the longest parsha in the Torah specifying each nasi with every part of his korban. What brought them to this? What brought them to this is because they had an afila. Earlier, like we said, they had an afila. They didn't do the nedovas hamishkan properly. Memela, when a person has an afila, there are two opportunities. There's two options, I mean. There are two drachim. A person could say, okay, I had an afila, let's get over it, get back on our feet. Avada, not to be miyayish, to get back on your feet. But this is a whole new level that a person can use it as a hechatimtza to bring himself to a new level, as a hechatimtza for new avodas Hashem, a new improvement that he would not have had he not had the nefila. Lu Yitzuyi, the Nesiim, didn't have this choser yud mishmom in Parshas Vayakel, of the Atzlus, nothing would have brought them to the Gevaldikas Rizus to be Zoiche to what they were Zoiche in Divach Sedra. Reb Tzodok, in the Tzidkes HaTzadik in Ois Kuf Nun Aleph, he brings down this inyan to use the Choshech as a Siba for Aliyah. It's the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Medrash in Tehillim says on the Pasuk, Ki Nafalti Kamti Ki Eshev Bechoshech Hashem Orli Il Mole Nafalti Loi Kamti Il Mole Yoshavti Bechoshech Loi Hoya Orli. The Nefila and the Choshech, it's not the Pshat, even though we fell, even though this Choshech, we can get back on our feet. But Adarabba, without the Nefila and the Choshech, I would not have been Zoiche to the Hakomo and to the Or that I was Zoiche. If it's used as an opportunity to Steig, Reb Tzodok brings that the Gemara Darshans, the word V'Hanasiyim, Heviu as Avnei Shoim, that Hanasiyim is going on the clouds. It's a Loshen that's going on clouds. What is it about clouds? That the clouds, the Anonim, brought the Avonim. What's the connection between the Nesiim and the Anonim? So he says, because clouds, what happens when it's cloudy in the sky? It's dark. A dark sky, dark clouds. It's not a nice day. It's a Choshech. But what is the purpose of that Choshech? To bring the rain. It's a Siba for Tzmicha and growth. With that, he says, Pshat in the Pasuk that we say every day in Psukei Dezimro, HaMachase Shamayim Bo'ovim HaMeichin La'oritz Motor. Kodesh Boruch Hu is Machase Shamayim Bo'ovim. It looks like a Groysa Yoim Choshech. But we need this Choshech to be Meichin La'oritz Motor, to be Meichin and bring the rain that brings a Tzmicha. That is the yesod of this parsha, is the hemshich. This is the hakoma and the or that the Nesiim was zoiche to because of the nefilo. We'll go on to another point that we can take out of this parsha, which is the inyan of being mechabed, another person, being margish, the kovod of a tzveta. Like we said, the Ramban and many Rishonim ask the Shaila why the Torah has to repeat 12 times the whole parsha Ba'arichos. The Ramban brings up Pshat of Rashi and he asks, we're not going to go into that. The Ramban says, Venira Li, if the Torah would have written that Nachshon ben Aminodov brought his korban the first day, V'chein Osu, Kol Anasiyim, each one B'yoymoi, Oibazoi, that's being mekatzer in the kovoi that's due to them. You're being mechabid Nachshon a little bit more than the other Nesiim. All the Nesiim were shove in the Eitzah. They decided on this together. They're going to bring a korban, and they brought it together. So Mamela, they all deserve the same kovod. You can't be, if you mechabid one and just specify the other ones in a klal. V'chein osu ashar. That's called your mekatzer b'chvoidom. What I'm always nesoyrif in this Ramban is how to be mechabit someone, especially when there's a person that's in a group. One of the hardest things when a person makes a simcha, besides all the preparations and everything else that goes into it, is to be mechabed each person that comes to your simcha. To properly thank them and show them your appreciation that they came. Sometimes people come in groups. One guy gets a big shalom aleichem, I'm so happy you came, and so to everyone. Another guy, shorter. A shura shalom aleichem, you have to relate to each person like he's the only one there. Like he's the only one that came. Each yochid v'yochid, it's quite difficult. But if not, we're being mekatzer in the kovod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Nesiim, each one, not to be mekatzer b'chvoidam. The chamoyu dika limud that we have from this parsha. But Rabbi said there's more. The Medrash says over here in the Medrash as follows. It says that all the Nesiim, they brought the exact same korban, the same weight, the same amount, everything. It says, Malamech nisnadvu me'atzmon v'hoya korban kulon shove. Ka'orchon, kach rochbon, kach mishkolon, v'loi hikriv echod mehen yoiser al chaveroi. Says the Medrash, if one of the Nesiim would have brought a little bit different, a little bit more than the other ones, it would not have been Doicha Shabbos. Omar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem chilaktem, kovoid echod lechaveru. You gave a kovoid to your chaver, ani choylek lochem kovoid, shetakrivu biyoim HaShabbos, kidei shelo yehei hefsek bikorbanchem. The Medrash says like this, Be'etzem the Nesiim, they were shoven be'etza. But Lamaisa, every single person by nature has a teva to stand out, to be different, to be recognized. Otherwise, he's just another, an ordinary person. What kind of cheshek and taiva did these Nesiim have that, listen, everyone else is doing this amount of korban, they're each bringing the kara achas is with shloishim umeya mishkolo. Maybe I'll bring shloishim umeya the echod mishkolo. Maybe the kaf achas asora zohov, I'll bring asora v'chetzi zohov. Maybe another aisle, one more keves, just to be a little bit different, a little bit more. And they had a very good reason for this. The Medrash says that even though the korbanos were equal, but the kavanos were different. Each one had a totally different mahalich, how he reached this amount. Nachshon ben Aminadav was mishevet Yehuda, it's keneged all in Yoni Malchus, a big arichas in the Medrash, all the gematrias here and the numbers. Yisachar was keneged HaTorah. Each one had a good reason why in his cheshbon it could have been a little bit different, but no. If one Nasi would have brought more, he would have stood out, his covered a little bit more than the other ones. Rabbi said that's called, he's not choyshesh lechvoid chavercho. A moiridik azach we learn, we're not talking about being mezalzel in someone, chas v'shalom. We're not talking about being poigea in someone. We're not even talking about a general Indian of being mesiachis and being mechabit someone. Here is a person in his avodas Hashem, and he has a cheshbon, what's right for him to do in his avodas Hashem and how to do it, and yet he's making a cheshbon, no, I don't want to be different. If I'm going to come out different than Reuven, Shimon, Velevi, they're going to be less mechubud be'enei acherim than me. That's called you're not being choshish b'chvoidom, do like they do. And what happened? They were zoiche to a moir de gazach. What happened when they were zoiche? What were they zoiche to? They were zoiche that their korban was zoiche Shabbos without a hefsik. Kanere, that's a maila in the korban that it was retzifus. So on one hand, you would think, whichever one of the Nesim was mevater on doing more than the other ones, maybe he's losing out, less of a hider. Shteit on the Medrash, adarabba va'adarabba. It was more rotzui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were shove in a tzibur and choyshesh lechvoid Hasheni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oy bazoi, your korban, even though it shouldn't be doicha Shabbos, I'm giving it the koyach to be doicha my Shabbos. A tremendous mile in the korban, in Kama Meforshim, they explain that it had a mile of korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is doicha Shabbos and not korban yochid. Be'etzem, it's a korban yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it the mile of a tzibur because they were noyheg like a tzibur, staying together, not splitting up in the covet, staying together. Oy bazoi, they got that mile of a tzibur that their korban is doicha Shabbos. I once, over nowadays, the aravas on sukkahs that are available here, they have aravas from Chutz Loritz that are much nicer, they're more mehudur than the aravas that they sell in Eretz Yisrael. The aravas over here, for some reason, they last about a day. The next day they wither, they're bending over, the leaves are falling off. So now you can get arovas from Chutz Loritz, beautiful, nice arovas. Years ago, it wasn't so available, but I always used to have someone send me arovas. So many years ago, someone in shul saw me and he asked me if I can get for him. So I got for him an extra pair the next year. So after sukkahs, I asked him, did you use it? I didn't see, he didn't die, he davened for minyan. He says to me, at the end of the day, no. I said, why not? It's a beautiful arava. He said, because he thought to himself, he's going to come and shul with these beautiful aravas, walk around by Hoshanis, everyone else is going to be looking at him, and they're going to feel that their dalad minim is not. Everyone's going to be looking at him. He says, for my hiddur and my dalad minim, but not al cheshbon, chepping someone else. Moyer de Kazakh, the mocker to this Hanhogo, Rabbi Yisai, is this Medrish. And Yetz Hashem, we should all be Zoiche to learn how to be Mechabed the Tzveita, be Mechabed each and every single person, to see his Egen Amailus. And even if it's 10 people doing the same thing, each one deserves his covered. And to be careful with our own Hanhogo, as Choshev as we want to make our Avodas Hashem, but not on the cheshbon of the kovod of a tzveita yid. A guten Shabbos.